Yeah, I'm still here at the Hill Cookout, and I'm at the table for Albany, New York, 518 Snugs. And I have, as my guest,
Brother Demetrius, outreach worker with 518 Snug.
Brother Demetrius and...
And Brother Pancake.
And Brother Pancake. Oh, okay.
That's without syrup. That's without syrup.
Without syrup. Oh, okay. So tell me something about Albany Snug, what they do.
Albany 518 Snug is gun spelled backwards. It's an acronym that stands for Should Never Use Guns. And we specialize in doing mediations, trying to, get youth jobs and things of that nature to stay off the streets and occupy their time. We do a lot of work inside the schools. We go speak in schools. We canvass the hallways. You know, a lot of people, you know, they may not want to reach out to the police because they don't want to be referred to as what the hood may consider to be a snitch. So we are what you call credible messengers. We are from the street, from the area, and we use our connections to try to bring about peace in a situation.
And what are your programs?
Well, our program deals with high-risk kids in high-risk areas. That's at high risk of getting shot or shooting others. We deal with ages from 14 to 24, 25. We like them young, but like for me personally, I prefer 16, 17, 18, because that's the age that's out here in these streets, and they have the mind control over these 12, 13-year-olds dealing with manipulation, and a lot of them dealing with head trauma from earlier years dealing in the household. So our mind state is, okay, they might go to school, but how can they focus on school if they're not getting the proper training at home, meaning meals, clothes on their back? It might be uproaring inside their household in the morning before they come to school, so they can't focus. So now we're putting that trauma on our teachers. So now we're asking the teachers to teach the kids. We're asking the teachers to be psychiatrists. So we're trying to get inside the homes and the kids before they get to the mind state and reverse it so they won't use guns.
And how could one who might want to access your program, how do they get in touch with them?
Well, they can get in touch with us. Our office is located at 341 Clinton Ave. My name is Pancake. We got Brother Demetrius. We got Rome. We got E-Hood. We got P-Now. We got Yakub. You can reach any one of us at 341 Clinton Ave. And our telephone number is 694-9191. That's 518-694-9191.
Or you can go on Facebook and hit up Albany 518 Snug.
And you have offices in the different areas like Schenectady?
We have a branch in Troy. It's also, what was it, 13 different sites across the state? Yeah, so... It's pretty big organization.
We got two sites in Buffalo, site in Poughkeepsie, site in Mount Vernon, site in Syracuse.
Guardian Angels, are we seeing on television? They're coming in. Do y'all work with them, or is there a separate group or what?
We don't knock anybody who's willing to come in the street and try to make change. We don't necessarily, you know, we have teamed up with them, or we haven't collaborated with, but we don't knock what they're doing. We accept any support, anyone who's willing to come out here and help with the fight. Why would we stop them? There's a lot of us just sitting down doing nothing, talking about it. So anybody's willing to get up and do something, you know, more power to you.
All right. Thank you, brother. And Pancake without the syrup.
Without the syrup.
And I'm here at the Hudson Valley Community College setup, and I have as my guest Louis B. Copeland III, who's the Vice President for Student Affairs at Hudson Valley. How you doing, Louis?
I'm doing very good, sir. Good to be here. Good to be in the community. Good to be here sharing important information about higher education. And Hudson Valley Community College is the community's college, so it's important that we're here as often as we possibly can. Yes.
Now, I know you're going to have a table set up here. So what do you hope to tell people who come by here?
Well, the first thing we want to share with folks is if they're looking to start school for the fall semester, the first day of class is September 3rd, Tuesday, September 3rd, and it's not too late to finish the process and begin September 3rd. We have over 85 associate degree and certificate programs. We pride ourselves on being an open access institution, open enrollment, simply meaning anyone who wants to begin a college degree program or certificate program can do that. And they can start that process as soon as September 3rd, or we have semesters that begin in January as well as the summertime.
Mm-hmm. So what would you tell people that, you know, students here that are thinking about, well, what should I go to school? Maybe I should go out of state. What would you say?
I'm always encouraging and advocating that students, particularly if they're not decided yet on what they want to do, mm-hmm. to stay local. And I'm always pushing community college, one, because I've been there for 33 years and I know the value of the two-year community college education. But the quality of our academic programs, the commitment of our support staff to ensure students get the help they need early so they can be successful, the cost to attend, which still continues to be amongst the lowest of community colleges and four-year campuses and private four-year campuses across the state, if not the country. So it allows students to not just work towards their degree at a place that's close by, at a place that has open access and open enrollment, but it allows folks to save money while they pursue their degree. And then once they complete their two-year program, they can transfer those credits to a four-year school and work on that bachelor's degree. So accessibility, affordability, marketability, and transferability are key components of what we offer at Hudson Valley Community College.
You're going to be going throughout the capital region. You know,
yes. Our commitment is to be engaged with the Capital District community, urban, suburban, and rural. Our commitment, and it always has been our commitment, to ensure that everybody in the Capital District and beyond are aware of the abundant academic programs that we offer at Hudson Valley Community College, its cost, its transferability, its accessibility, the community's community college. So our commitment, and always has been, our commitment now and moving forward is to be present. Libraries, interfaith church communities, community organizations such as this, high schools, middle schools, wherever there's places with spaces is where we want to be.
Places with spaces.
Places with space. So the interested, they got to hurry up. And
that's right. They still have time. And our new one of our logos are, don't wait, it's not too late. Okay? Don't wait, it's not too late. Hudson Valley Community College fall semester classes, day and evening, begin September 3rd. But don't wait, it's not too late.
Thank you.
Where there's places, we want to be at places where there's spaces. This is a place, and it has lots of space. That's why we're here. You like that, right?
I like that. I'll see you. I'll see you now.
See you soon.
Okay. I'm still here at the Hill Cookout, and I'm at the table of the Legal Aid Society of Northeast New York, right?
Yes.
Northeast New York. And I have as my guest, we're going to talk.
Ajalay.
Chloe.
Bex.
Margaret.
And Margaret. So tell me something about the Legal Aid Society. Would you like to tell me?
We offer free legal services to low-income-based individuals in Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schenectady counties with different matters, anywhere from divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, landlord-tenant, unemployment, Social Security, disability, managed care, DSS fair hearings. We offer a lot of different free legal services.
Now, is that a private organization or is it a government organization?
We're a non-for-profit organization.
Non-for-profit?
Yes.
And where are your office located?
We're located on 95 Central Avenue in Albany.
And what other programs do you have?
I mean, we advise on a lot of civil matters, everything we don't provide representation on. We also have a PAI program, which is our private attorney involvement program, where we get attorneys in the area to take on cases that we can't handle in-house, like gender name changes for the LGBT community. We also have a Closing the Gap program for rural areas where we provide services for summons and complaints for different consumer debt-related matters. So we help and assist on those matters as well.
So are all y'all attorneys?
Chloe is
the attorney.
Yeah. And I'm a legal secretary.
You're a legal secretary?
Yes.
Okay, and you?
Me too.
You're a legal secretary? Okay, and if someone wants to get in touch with y'all, what would they do?
They can contact our office. We have a website online, lasney.org, or they can call 518-462-6765 to get assistance Monday through Friday.
And do you represent just Albany or the Capital District?
No, we serve Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schenectady. We have 5 offices. So we have an office in Saratoga, we have an office in Canton, we have an office in Plattsburgh, and we have an office in Amsterdam. So altogether, we serve 16 counties. So we serve the northeastern area.
And the table you got set up today, y'all get out in the community to let the community
all
know
all the time. We're at most events. We table at most events in the yep. We're currently helping people clean up their rap sheet. If you need assistance cleaning up your rap sheet, we're definitely helping people with that.
Okay, that people that
that had prior criminal history and they're looking to get it sealed, we're assisting with that.
Right. Thank y'all.